You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that. All right, we've come to the end of the first hour, and that means Issues Etc. blog of the week. We've been reading your blogs, and as we find every week something to commend, something to highlight, we like to choose a blog post. Jeff picks his, I pick mine, and we call them the Issues Etc. blog of the week, and we post them at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. If you'd like us to read your blog, and if you'd like to, for it to be considered for Issues Etc. blog of the week, all you got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and take the widget from the bottom of the support page, put it on your blog, and then let us know where your blog is. We'll start reading it.
My pick this week is from Leah O'Connor. It's a blog called O'Connor Home. It's a blog post titled, Did Someone Say Wonderful? And I picked this because this kind of reflects my lovely wife's vocation of motherhood at home. Did someone say wonderful? Tonight I felt like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, only it wasn't the wonderful part. It was like I was living the scene where he comes home super stressed out, blustering through the house, yelling at everyone. What do I look like? A dictionary? Quit playing that same stupid song over and over. Okay, if anyone asks me for a drink of water again, hang up your backpacks for once in your lifetime. Where is that stinking binder that everyone on the planet is telling me I have to return to the school by tomorrow? Who brought it home? Who had it last? Stop crying. Stop arguing. Who broke this curtain rod? Why is Lily crying? Who touched her? Nobody touched Lily. Shut the lights off when you leave a room. Shut the bathroom doors. Toilet baby's loose. No one touch me. No one talk. No one come in this room right now. This sounds like the Shores household. Can I please have 2 minutes of peace and quiet, Leah writes. Can't anyone see that I've been sneezing and blowing my nose all day and my sinuses are going to explode and my throat is raw? No, of course not. I'm mom. I'm not allowed to be sick or tired or bratty. Oh, I guess I am. Look at me. So ask me, how do I feel after throwing a big fat fit? And I, unlike George Bailey, don't have anything like losing $8,000 or whatever the equivalent of that would be today, an impending jail sentence, the ruin of my entire family along with the entire town, and feeling I'd be better off dead as a possible excuse. No, I just have 6 beautiful children and the best husband anyone could wish for. Wanting me, needing me, touching me, talking to me, loving me? I mean, some people would give anything to have what I have. So how do I feel? Well, now that I'm calm and can admit it, now that the kids are in bed and I have my way and I'm blogging, I feel wretched. Okay, the sinuses are helping out with that feeling too. Father, forgive me. I'm a big, fat sinner. Proven. Who needs a big, fat savior? Thank God I have one. Nothing else for it. No making up for it. No excusing myself. No justifying myself. Just receiving forgiveness. Mooching off Jesus again. That's all I got. Nothing else. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, O'Connor Home.
Oh, I really like that mooching off of Jesus. That's great. Mooching off of Jesus. That's what sinners do. That's great. My pick for blog of the week is from a blog called Hope for the Hapless. And the blog post is called Adding Something On for Lent. It's not the entire blog post. The quote that is, and the blog post is great, but the quote that caught my attention comes from C.F.W. Walther, I believe. Yes. And it says, therefore, let us not wait until perhaps our last hour that we must cast away all of our own doings, all of our own works, and all of our own righteousness and worthiness, and cling only to the Word and the Holy Sacraments. Let us already now begin with casting this ballast from the ship of our heart, that our little ship may not sink and perish in the storms of temptation and death. Let us confide in the Word, which in being preached proclaims grace to all, and which in holy absolution announces it to us in particular. Let us confide in our baptism, by which already long ago we were received into God's covenant of grace, for this covenant remains unbroken to all eternity. Lastly, let us confide in the consolation of the Lord's Supper as often as we partake of it. There Christ gives us his body and his blood as incontrovertible pledges that we also participate in his redemption. That first consolation remains even then when our own heart condemns us. It affords consolation even in the hour of death, when our whole life accuses us and the world and Satan bear witness against us, it affords consolation even for the day of judgment. For what God himself has promised, he will and he must keep. That's CFW Walther from my blog pick of the week. I'll post both of them at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, Sarah Pulliam Bailey will join us. We'll be talking about Newsweek coverage of Cardinal Timothy Dolan. Then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in the last half hour.
Happy birthday, Beth Schwarz, tomorrow.
Back by popular demand, you're listening to Issues Etc.